This recording, Ontario 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I didn't like going to church. Thought it was kind of dumb, especially Sunday school. Didn't get Sunday school at all. And so eventually I would hide in the closet because kids really, they don't know what to do because you have no power. So I would just hide in my closet and hope my mother wouldn't find me, but eventually she would. And then eventually she caught on. And I think she might have stopped going to church as well. But the other confusion also about church, although I don't think it was around the same, at exactly the same time as that was, my father died before I was born. So when you went to church, they were always talking about our father who aren't in heaven. And after a while, I started wondering why all these people cared about my father so much that you would every week talk about it. I think I must be pretty young for that one, so yeah. So we didn't do them that often, so it was always an experience when we did. This would have been in the fall, and it might have just been a weeknight too, because it didn't seem to be anything special. But We went into the forest, local forest called King's Forest, and it was nighttime. And, you know, they started to kick in, so, you know, you're starting to enjoy the effect. And then it started to rain. So we said, oh, you know, rain. So we all ran back to the car. Now, on the way back to the car, the grade of the ground rose gradually. But perhaps a change of, you know, over the course of 100 yards, it might have gone up maybe 4 or 5 feet. For some reason, while running that as fast as I can, at least that's how I remember running back to the car, my eyes stayed level, even though the grade was changing beneath me, to the point where I ended up falling down because my knees hit my chest. So I actually ran and maintained my head at a flat point until I couldn't do it anymore. And all my friends saw it. They thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. Tortured tale.